You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Like, oh, you know, it's a nice little, like, economy car or whatever. I made the turn, and I was trying to pass the guy because it's one of those two lanes turn, but only one gets onto the on-ramp. I passed the guy to get to the ramp first, and I just glanced over at the screen, and I was like at 88, and I was like, what? I'm going back to the future here? Like, I just wanted to just zoom ahead of him. It picks up so fast. The fastest I've ever been, though, is on, there's a stretch of highway from Phoenix to Vegas. It's the middle of the desert. It's a straight line. You can see everything. So if there's a cop, you can see him 7 miles away. Mm-hmm. And there are no cars out there. And I said, let me gun this. I went 110 on it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you something. At 110, like, you know how, like, if you're driving at 50 miles an hour and then you go to 70, it kind of looks the same. Like, you don't.
110 is another speed.
110, you're like, I'm going fast.
So, Tesla talk. I have a buddy of mine who has an X.
Oh, nice.
Souped up X.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like the highest.
It's the second highest one. The highest one is the S, right? The S is the muscle car for them,
right?
And then the X is the nice SUV.
Right. So he has the X, but the nice one,
right?
And it was a New Year's Eve night. We were coming home at like 4:30 in the morning. Mm. We're on the Dolphin. I'm not gonna say how fast I was going, but we were on the Dolphin, and he's like, "Gun it." Because there's
on
nobody.
New Year's at 4 a.m.
I was sober. I hadn't been drinking. I didn't drink whatsoever. Okay. I wouldn't tell the story if I was.
Now this is just
kick, save, and abuse.
This is just my opinion.
When was this?
This was when I was sober. Remember, I did dry 23. Yeah, yeah. Dry 23 last year.
Well, I know. I'm just trying to help you out here.
No. Dry. Completely dry.
I like how you guys think law enforcement is like, we get got him. Go. And then he's raging.
More just for optics.
It's not for law enforcement. It's for the Reddit.
That's well.
It was New Year's Eve night. It was very, very, very late at night. But he told me to gun it. And I gunned it. I'm not going to say how fast I was going, but there was nobody in the road. And dude, when you hit the gas and it pulls you back, it's an insane feeling.
Because it doesn't have that, like, the
like
delay.
The engine, right.
The delay of a regular gas engine. Goes, and then you're like, okay, now we're going fast.
It's like that second it takes a pain to get to your brain.
Yep.
That there's none of that.
No, it's instant.
It pulls you back. Like, you'd be surprised how strong the pull is when that thing starts going.
I don't like it. Drill, baby, drill. I take petrol in my Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
I love that I don't know anything about the actual Joseph.
You don't need to.
Like, everything I know is just through the lens of this show.
Yeah, Zagaki. Yeah, keep it that way. Joe's a local legend. Wouldn't you agree, Mike? Local legend, or is that too
strong? Joe Zagaki is a local legend.
Yeah, okay.
It's not too strong. It's probably understated.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. Joe Zagaki, who I found out, not my biggest fan.
What?
For obvious reasons. And this was before he became complicated legacy Joe Zagaki, and it was just play it straight Joe Zagaki trying to do an homage to him. No, not my biggest fan.
Wait a second.
So
he's aware of your existence.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Acutely aware.
And if he didn't hate it before it took this turn,
before it
the
became
last few months.
Complicated legacy Joe Zagaki.
See,
I mean, but I already became
thing.
Complicated legacy Joe Zagaki after I knew for quite a while that he wasn't a big fan of the bit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see. So what came first?
Him not liking me.
Oh, there you go. Okay, that makes sense. Speaking of things that make sense, did you guys see Drake's chain? He's got a pendant.
I thought I was getting trolled yesterday with this. I thought this was an April Fool's joke.
So it's not? Let's lay the groundwork here.
The dumbest thing I've ever seen.
So there's been obviously...
CDs are back.
Stemming from the diss with Kendrick and Future and J. Cole and Drake and how everybody's drawn lines in the sand and being on what side of what, Drake put this chain out there, and go watch it on our YouTube or on DraftKings. It says
or
to be a...
let us paint a very vivid picture for
it's
you.
It's a heart. It's supposed to be a heart.
It's an upside-down heart.
An upside-down, misshapen heart
with
that
veins.
Has a lot of veins on it.
Yeah, one's lower than the other one, too.
Yeah.
A little lower.
No, those are testicles. And
it's balls.
Yeah, balls.
They're
balls. That's a balls. Nuts. That is a ball sack.
It's a balls pendant that he gave.
Yeah. Not my balls.
Is this an April Fool's gag?
No, this is real. He gave it to 21 Savage, I think Sexy Red, Aiden Ross, and somebody else for staying true and being on his side of the beef.
Wow, Aiden Ross got one.
Yeah, Aiden
Pawn
Ross
that,
got
man.
One.
Pawn
like,
it.
Dude, what is the deal with that guy?
Aiden Ross?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Well, like, he's one of the most famous streamers on the planet.
I know him as the guy that reacted to that one freestyle.
Oh, yeah, Tory Lanez one. Yeah, that was good.
But like,
wait, isn't Aiden Ross the person that like confirmed the video that was out there on social media?
Of what video? I don't know what you speak of.
You know.
Oh, the Drake video.
Wait, so the thing was that he? Accompanies the ball sack? Is that what we're talking
about?
Yeah,
you know.
Aiden Ross is plugged in to the culture in a way that, you know, others aren't.
Is he?
If he's getting a chain from Drake, I feel like you're pretty plugged in.
Yeah, I don't know because, you know, they used to say that if, like, Drake gave you a verse, that means you're pretty plugged in. He gave Fetty Wap a verse, though, so I don't know.
Fetty had a moment,
man,
though.
Come on, 1738.
You know that. You know that. Stop.
I'm just saying, man. It was
a great album.
Shine Bright. For like just an instant, and the next thing I know, he's on Love and Hip Hop, and I'm like, "That's too.
Wait a second.
That's too fast."
But in all reality, the streamers that do stuff on Twitch and stuff are massive stars. Kai Cenat, Aiden Ross, and the list goes on. Like, I'm not gonna mention guys that you guys don't know.
Tony,
I mean, that's obvious, but which are coming up later. But when you're in the room and having people talk about you in a certain way and you're connected to these guys that are just massive stars.
Yeah.
Massive. I mean, huge.
Huge stars.
Big stars.
I'm just...
Juicy stars.
Yeah.
Not you and I, right, Mike?
With a light bluish hue to them.
I mean, the lighting probably helped.
Every time I hear about...
It was AI, right?
Every time I hear about, like, streamers, like, for instance, the number one place I figured this out is All-Star Weekend, the celebrity game. Because, first of all, it's like, who are these people? And then for the rest of the weekend, you see hordes of people taking pictures of, like, oh, who is that? Is that like, Denzel Washington walking? Like, nope, and it's always a weird name, like, Cody Jamiroquai. I'm like, who's Cody Jamiroquai? Like,
file. What a band. Most people think it's just a guy.
No.
It's not just a guy.
No, everyone thought it was a guy with a furry hat.
Yeah.
No.
But, it was a band with a guy with a furry hat.
But Greg, like, if I'm completely bewildered by celebrity of people who I don't know what they do other than react to what other people do, how are you processing this?
I am not. I it's bewildering to me.
It looks like a set of balls, right?
That did, yeah.
Yeah.
A ball sack.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in terms of streamers as superstars,
Wait, is a scrotum just a ball sack?
I don't get it.
I thought the scrotum was like the entire experience.
No.
It's just a sack.
Yeah, just a sack.
Oh, because I don't know why I was thinking like kind of undercarriage with scrotum.
What's the matter, McFly? Got no scrot? That's from Back to the Future 2. They're basically taunting him, saying you ain't got no balls.
I guess I thought that was a reference to balls because he didn't finish the word.
Oh, so the is the shaft,
like,
and the scrot is just. I like that. I don't know why. I like that the different parts of
not
the
to interrupt. I was just curious if you knew that those were very clearly balls.
Oh yeah, no, I see them on the back of pickup trucks all the time, and it's very bewildering.
Why do people do that?
It's so rude. It's so gross.
It's not even
love it or leave it.
What is it supposed to signify? Like my truck.
So he voted for Trump.
I'm a man.
I'm so much of a man that my truck has
balls.
Even
my truck has balls.
Big balls.
Big balls.
Huge balls.
Cojones, as they say in some parts of
or the scrot. World.
Or scrot?
Yeah, I didn't know that. It was just the testes.
Yeah, that's another
one. He gave one to J. Cole, too, so Cole's
allegedly. Allegedly.
What I'm looking at, Sexy Red, J. Cole, 21 Savage, and Aiden Ross for never switching up, they get this pendant.
Let me ask you guys this question.
But it's balls. Like, he's alleging that this is a heart. He knows what he's doing.
No way.
You guys had a lot of balls standing up to Kendrick Lamar, who's 4 feet tall.
That is also not what an actual heart looks like.
No, not an actual heart.
So, like, if you're going to go as far to put veins on the heart, you're going to actually make it look like an actual heart because the actual heart has veins.
Let me ask you guys a question. This is a real, not dilemma. I've made my decision, but.
Yeah, no, this is.
I've thought twice and three times about it. So, this weekend is Dreamville Fest in Raleigh, North Carolina. I believe tickets are still available. They just re-released a limited allotment. But I've been going to this every year. And this year, I'm not going because my child has an AAU tournament. And at first, it was like, this is easy. Not going. Kids playing in a tournament. Got to be there for the kid. And then they said 50 was going to be performing. And I was like, okay, hold on. All right. I started looking up flight times and trying to see like if there was a way where I could go and come back.
If for whatever reason, I mean, the tickets aren't available and you're looking at the secondary market, boy, do I have an app for you.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you do me a favor?
What's that?
Do yourself a favor and download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Wait a second, Mike.
The low price guarantee? It's wild, right?
Guaranteed.
Low price guarantee. But I've seen these before, Greg. They give you a low price guarantee, and then when you come to check out, there are all these extra fees and stuff going on.
No. I mean, look, Game Time, are there fees? Of course there are fees, but they're not going to catch you by surprise. Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
Don't you hate when you go to the checkout line, all of a sudden you're getting hit with all these surprises? No. Upfront pricing from Game Time. And again, lowest price guaranteed. I've actually tried it out before. I've been like, hey, Game Time. I've been alerted that some friends got this other deal. Oh, really? Here's that plus more. Game Time. Promo code DAN. $20 off your first purchase. It is the favorite of mine when I go for secondary market tickets. Do yourself a favor.
Concerts and everything, huh?
Concerts, events, sporting events. I've used Game Time at least 3 times in the month of March.
How about that? I heard you went to a Joey Fatone concert.
I did go to a Joey Fatone concert.
Just him solo?
No, I got those tickets as soon as they went on sale, so I didn't need Game Time for that one. But it was Joey Fatone and AJ McLean of Backstreet Boys.
That's the disrespect you're showing AJ there by just calling it a Joey Fatone concert.
Well, just like the Kansas City punter, I wasn't 100% sure on how to pronounce AJ's last name. So McLean, because it's not spelled like Bruce Willis and Die Hard.
John McClane.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it was both of them. It was Joey from NSYNC, AJ famously from Backstreet Boys. They would take turns performing their songs, each other's songs. There was even a karaoke version.
They're meaning their band songs, or they have solo acts.
No, AJ had like 2 solo songs because he's got an album to promote, but it was mainly like a big sing along to NSYNC and Backstreet Boys songs.
Were the Impractical Jokers there?
No, not that I noticed, but there were a lot of women that were giving me a lot of attention. I went up to get a drink at one point, and I asked my wife, are you sure? Are you sure you want me to go get this drink? Over $200,000 spent in babysitter fees alone that night. It was an incredible crowd.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Simply Safe. When you travel, do concerns back home nag you? Did you lock up? Did you leave a window open? That's why I recommend investing in Simply Safe Home Security today for award-winning security and peace of mind wherever your summer plans take you. I've had Simply Safe in my home for many years now. The peace of mind it gives me, especially during the summertime when I'm all over the place, is incredible. Because I know the things I care about, the things I value back home, I can always keep an eye on it using Simply Safe's indoor and outdoor cameras. So do me a favor. Before you head out on your next vacation, make sure to protect your whole home with Simply Safe's variety of indoor and outdoor cameras, plus add sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day, no contracts to worry about, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. So right now, get 20% off any new Simply Safe system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Don Levitard.
And then Matt Stafford threw him 25-2. Oh, there's a brand new kid in town out of BYU.
Stugatz.
They call him Puka. Puka Nacua. His quarterback.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats.
It is that time, Amin, Greg Cody. It is time to update March Sadness. We're going to do a little Greg Cody region here. Remember, March Sadness is presented by Get Your Guide. Discover over 100,000 unforgettable travel experiences in the U.S. and around the world at getyourguide.com. Greg Cody, you've been aware of the Greg Cody region. Now, what were your favorite clips just off the top of your head that you're hoping to make a run deep in this tournament?
Oh, gosh. I don't.
All right, thanks for nothing. All right, he has no clue.
I don't want to taint the jury.
I'm not going to take a quiz.
No, I don't want to taint the jury. Yeah. Everything that comes out of my mouth is pure gold, so I can't. I don't want to
name two clips that we played.
I have no idea.
Really, that's just awful by you. All right, matchup number one, the one seed, Greg Cody in Vegas. This is a heartfelt one. Usually we go for laughs. The one seed is the lovely Cruz at our Vegas show.
Yeah, that's a good one. Vote for that one, everybody.
It up. This one's for you. It's been a lovely cruise. I'm sorry it's ending.
All right, you get the idea.
It's so heartfelt that also, yeah.
Well, we've played it a few times now. I don't want to be redundant.
Who's he going up against?
He is going up against nine seed. It's Greg.
I'm Greg.
I like the brevity.
Could be an upset.
Make him look like a star.
I'm Greg.
And there it is. That's worthy opponent, a nine seed. Mike Ryan doesn't like that one.
Really? Oh, man.
He's got a strong front line.
All right. Matchup number next matchup, four seed, the birth of, and you know it.
Oh, not close to that.
Had Tua stayed healthy, that prediction would have come true.
Okay.
And you know it. And you know it.
I don't know it. And I don't know why you
and
think.
And you know it. And you know it.
And you know it.
Get that shirt on the GregCodyShow.com.
Right. Think anything. And you know it.
Mm-hmm.
What? There's no comeback.
Yeah. And you know it.
You're at a loss for words,
you
Dan.
You have to.
And you know it.
And you know it. And you do. You know it.
Stugatz
knows it.
And you know it.
And you know it. A healthy Tua, and the Dolphins are having a parade down Biscayne Boulevard.
Pants next.
To me, the winner of the Greg Cody region comes out of this matchup game. Right here. Yeah. It's either the birth of Ann, you know it, or nice hat, asshole.
Can't trade Marino.
Nice hat. Nice hat, Zazzle.
It's what he's most known for. It's like I'm holding on to it.
Do you remember what Scott Mitchell looked like in that next game after Marino
got
hurt?
9-2. They were 9-2.
Amazing.
And then they lost their last five and missed the playoffs.
Nice
they
hat.
They were 9-2. But it's Marino.
Nice
and then
hat.
The next time we saw Marino after Greg Cody traded him, he threw for five touchdowns.
Nice
and he was
hat.
Dan the Man on the cover of Sports Illustrated. You can't trade Marino.
Nice hat, asshole.
Can't trade Marino.
Nice.
Now,
oh, so good.
That is a perfect clip, and I know this is a Greg Cody clip, but also salute to Jonathan Zaslav.
Yeah. He does a lot there to carry that.
Straight out of Central Casting as Joe Sportsos.
Oh my God!
With the jersey that's not quite old enough to be a throwback. It's just old to the possible rosacea to the backwards stretch fit cap. It's just perfect. No notes.
He is sports radio right there. Greg, I want to ask you, and you know it, was that ad-libbed in the moment, or had you been workshopping
it? I've been saying it my whole life.
That's the first time I said it on the air.
On air, though.
Right, no, on air, that was, but that has been one of his things, and you know it, my whole life.
It's a beautiful rejoinder. You know, it fits almost anywhere in any situation, and it's tough to respond to.
All right, we're moving on here. Matchup C in this region is the 3 seed versus the 6 seed. The 3 seed is Greg classic in Vegas. I don't miss my wife.
Are there
any
good Greg Cody stories not told by Greg Cody about Greg Cody before we get him out of here?
I have a couple, but I'm not telling them.
Baby!
That's
my guy. That kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
We don't.
No, I'm quiet. You know what? I hadn't left the hotel until last night. I'm a very quiet man. You know, I'm a married man. I don't cheat on my wife, despite that gratuitous line in back in
that
my
you
day.
That you wrote.
That I wrote. You know, I wish you were here, my wife. I really miss her. No, I don't. That's the thing about being married. You know, you're not allowed to say, I don't miss my wife. I've been gone 2 days. I haven't been gone long enough to miss my wife. I'm sorry. I call her.
You
I'm on the
phone
with her for
30
seconds. You know, that what am I? Hello. All right. All right. We'll see ya. All right. And then, you know, I'm going to see her in 2 days. How's Jumpin' Charlie? Good. And that's it.
It's okay. How's Jumpin' Charlie? Good. All right, so that is going up against 6 seed Paranoid Greg refusing to do a Back in My Day.
Oh, are we doing this now? No, I'll get cut off at this point. It's too late. It's too late in the segment.
No.
I'm not going there.
We make concessions for the clock.
No, you're going to cut me off.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I am not.
I'm not doing all right.
I don't do the cutting off.
I'm going to. You realize in a minute and 20 seconds, I will be like halfway through it. You'll cut me off.
No, I won't.
And everybody will laugh, and I will be genuinely pissed.
Greg, we can move the clocks around so that we can finish this up, and then we'll go a shorter segment on the next
valuable.
One.
That's what you say now, and I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
When have I ever lied to you?
Many times when it comes to a cheap laugh on this show. No, I'm not going to.
Fair
I'm not
criticism.
Gonna, I'm not going to have Back in My Day interrupted twice. I'm just not going to do it. Ooh. That kind of thing, and you know it. Not going to do it, and you know it.
And there that was. That's the matchup. I mean, I think
there that was
I
don't,
very phlegmy, and you know it at the end there. By
it
the
was,
way,
yeah.
I think I don't miss my
girdling.
Wife. I don't miss my wife. Should have an easy matchup there.
Really?
For me.
Yeah. I think Paranoid Greg.
Really,
that was one of my favorites.
Okay,
yeah.
And now 2 seed, our final matchup in the Greg region. The 2 seed is Greg making a Magnum condom revelation.
What do I got here? I got a Magnum condom. We won't get that out.
That's shocking.
Here's a picture of Christopher when he was like 3 years old.
Right next to the condom.
Yeah.
That's a subtle reminder.
Yeah.
Never forget.
Just something I don't want to ever think about, my dad with a condom. That is going up against 7 seed during our watch along where we ruin the Dolphin season. Greg Cody getting annoyed with us. Wake him up.
Uh-oh, he doesn't want to be bothered anymore. Now it's getting tense because he didn't need that as a result. He needs something that happens.
He says, can we bother? Yes. Are we bothering you right now?
Turn on your microphone, Greg.
My microphone's on.
Okay.
When my microphone is on, you guys have to come to me. I mean, don't tell me to turn my... You told me to leave my microphone on. I did. So don't tell me turn your microphone on when it's on.
Paint the scene.
The scene is I got to go to work. Good night. Paint the scene.
He's going to be pissed. He's going to drive home.
Greg, on a scale of 1 to 10, how annoyed were you?
Very. Very.
Yeah. That was a great bit by us. It really looked like you were in a press box. That was fun.
Yeah.
You should have been facing the green screen.
Yeah,
in hindsight, it would have been great. In hindsight, you were facing the opposite direction of the playing field.
Yeah,
it would have been funny if you just saw the back of your head.
I know. In a press box, I will generally face the field. So that I can see what's going
Sometimes
on.
Sometimes you got to get your work done.
Yeah.
Eliminate all distractions.
The Greg Cody region of March Madness, and it's presented by Get Your Guide. Discover over 100,000 unforgettable travel experiences in the U.S. and around the world at getyourguide.com. I mean, we're still doing show. I like you were like pointing.
He forgot he was doing.
Like
what are you doing?
He was being my Vanna White for a second.
I wanted to, I like to, you know, service the sponsors. You know, it's you know, you hear it, but for the video audience, it's like, oh, yeah, and we got a nice little logo here in the top right corner of our screen. So, you know, just thought I'd just add to the experience a little bit.
I want to know why during the break I heard Jeremy and my dad talking about Rembrandt.
Oh, that's because Rembrandt's a sellout. The main thing I learned on my honeymoon was about art because we went to London and Amsterdam. I see the look that Mike and Tony
I learned about sex.
Come on, my guy. I learned a lot more. I already knew it. So,
my defense.
The thing that I learned was, so we spent time in both London and Amsterdam. So I went to the National Gallery in London and then the Van Gogh Museum and Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam. And there are lots of paintings from both Rembrandt and Van Gogh.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realized is that there's a semblance of a rivalry between these two if you want to create a narrative. Because Van Gogh, ultimately, he did it for the love of the game. At 27 years old.
Love of himself, I would say.
At 27 years old, Van Gogh decided to just disregard everything else in his life, quit his job, quit everything that he had going on, and just become a painter because he really loved art.
Not because of that. You know what? Because of why?
Look at me,
anybody who cuts off their ear.
Well, he was having a full-on mental breakdown.
Break all the way down to being Look at Me, Louie.
Well, I mean, he did do a lot of self-portraits. There's an entire room in his museum that's just self-portraits. But Van Gogh did it for the love of the game, love of the art. Rembrandt, on the other hand, Rembrandt figured out really early on how to capitalize on his art. So he was good at portraits, not necessarily self-portraits, but he was really good at portraits and had done a lot of portraits of biblical figures because that was initially what people wanted in art at the time.
Wow.
But then the rich people in society started requesting portraits of themselves.
Paint me.
And the moment he figured out that these rich people wanted portraits, that was all he did. He quit every other type of art that he was doing. He only painted portraits. He accepted all of this extra money for that while he was alive, and then immediately decided, I'm going to start having mentees who have to pay me top dollar to learn from me. And you know what I'm going to do with them? I'm going to start just doing the sketches of these people in their portraits, and I'm going to have my mentees paint them.
Sounds
a total
like
fraud, wow. A
sounds
total
incredible.
Sellout. Van Gogh did it for the love of the game. Rembrandt's essentially, if you look at an artist,
he's
just
Dr.
sort
Dre.
Of selling out, he's Chris Pratt.
He's Dr. Dre.
Someone who could have really stuck to their lane, been really great at what they did, been an artist, and instead, sell out. Go do
fraud.
Marvel movies.
Fraud.
Ridiculous. Rembrandt.
Rembrandt.
So you want a starving artist thing.
Yeah,
right?
Man.
So why don't you do podcasting for the love of the game?
I did for like years.
Keep doing it.
He's not an
I'm
employee.
I'm still part-time.
Keep doing it.
Don Lebatard.
Look, let's be real. I've been sweating a lot in my armpits, and I think it's tied to anxiety. So I started doing these wipes, and now I'm not sweating underneath there. But the problem is it's drying me out completely. I'm bleeding through my nose a lot.
What?
So to counterbalance this, I'm drinking a lot of water. But these wipes have saved my life. However, my nose does not stop bleeding.
Stugatz!
I'm so glad we got to armpits because I've been wondering this today, but I didn't know how to bring it up. Do any of you ever use the opposite gender's deodorant? Like, do you ever use women's deodorant?
Oh, dude, you should see my
I'm
bathroom.
Doing it today. I smell beautiful.
Billy, you're going to love this. Beautiful. Every NBA locker room, all love women's deodorant.
Finally, the insider gives us something!
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
So I had a dream last night, and rarely do I remember my dreams. I know in the time I have them, I remember them, but then throughout the day, I kind of forget and whatever. There was one dream that I had specifically last night. Very quick dream, it felt like. I was at Mike's house, right? Mike had just put his house up on the market, and it sold very quickly. The thing is, I don't know exactly to whom, but it was somebody who works here.
Ah.
But it wasn't Dan. It was somebody in our midst, not Dan, not Stugatz, that bought the house. Mike was very upset that they had bought the house. Even though the check cleared, even though the money was good, he was like, why would this person buy my house? I don't get it. And now he's mad for real that thinking about somebody buying his house. And
so Mike was like, I'm going to sell my house. But then now he feels a little offended that someone he knows bought that.
Yeah, I don't want that situation at all.
Sounds like an EP seat.
Seller's remorse.
It's a nightmare situation. You put so much care into a place or position. I mean, you nurture it. You put a lot of yourself into it. And then someone else from inside the show treats it with such a disrespect and not the same type of care that you did. Who wouldn't be bothered by that? Just as an aside, though, let's follow this dream scenario out where one of you guys were to actually buy my house. I think I would legitimately hate that.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
I would.
Who would you least like to buy your house out of everybody?
There isn't a single one. Well, probably Roy, just because he would be texting me in green text. But there isn't there isn't a single one of you that I would want owning my home. Just because, think about what happens. It's cliche when you first move into a place. Everything breaks at first, right? You got to do so many repairs when you move into a home. It happened to my home. And I know that I wish that I could complain to the previous owner, but there was a separation there.
Wait. Why would I text you for something that's my responsibility now?
Well, because most people, if they would have access, and I guarantee you, knowing your proclivity to complain about things, if the AC broke within 3 months of buying my home, I guarantee you I'm going to hear about it. I would hear about it from any of you. And I don't want to hear about it because when I sell, clean separation. Not my problem, just like it was a previous homeowner's problem when I had to fix a bunch of things too. This happens. There's a reason why you generally don't have the contact of the person you bought the house from. It's so they can get the heck out of that.
Yes.
This is the honor system.
I can attest to this because when I moved in, I had these thermostats that the old owner had. And so I was like, let me download the app and so I can set my temperature or whatever.
Yes, I've had this problem too.
And it's like, you need the code. I'm like, where do I get the code from? From the previous owner.
And bad news.
You gotta disassemble.
I don't have that.
You have to unplug these things. It's a whole deal.
Yeah, it's a whole rigmorole.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about it.
And I'm going to be getting your mail too for a while.
I'm going to hear about that. It's undoubtable, undeniable that I would be hearing from you constantly about things going on with my old house.
Did I open this on accident?
Hey, Mike, your Jugs magazine subscription is running out.
That's your responsibility to change your address, by the way. That's your responsibility to change your address.
Look at Roy. He's already getting mad at moving into my house. When he initially denied it. Roy, you are proving why you are the least likely of the contenders here. You and your green text texting me about my Jugs magazine. No. We are not having this right now. Also, another thing. There are things that I do in that house that I don't want you having to think about me doing in that house.
Deep clean. Deep clean. How about that?
If I blank in one room, look, if you're moving into my house, safe to assume I blank there. Jeez. I blank all over the place.
Shooting blanks.
Not really.
I mean, he has a kid, so.
Yeah, but it is just the one.
You would think if you're blanking where somebody else blanked, but then you know the person that blanked where you're also blanking.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't know if
well,
I.
Well,
yeah,
how like I'm keeping a bed?
The anonymity.
It's a general aroma in the air.
There is like a heat signature. Right.
There's an aura that hangs even after the deep cleans, the changing of the carpet, the new furniture.
The saging of the place.
It's still there, lurking, watching, judging.
In the pool where he's been in the pool. I don't know if he's been in there naked or not. I don't know.
I got a specific bathroom I like to take a dump in.
Really?
That's my dumping bathroom.
Really?
You're going to take
then
a dump
it turns
in
into somebody
it.
Somebody else's dumping bathroom.
Reverse engineering just bad juju for my dumps.
That's why when I buy your house, I'm going to level it and rebuild. I just want the property. I hope that
you want the land, huh?
Yeah, I just want the land.
It's a nice piece of land.
He can afford it.
I thought you were about to tell me that where you've blanked in your house. It's like, don't need to know that.
All over the house, baby.
The garage. We know where you've blanked in his house.
Well, didn't Chris also blank in your garage?
Yeah.
It was outside.
You caught him once.
On the front lawn, the whole bit.
Front lawn?
Yeah, but over on the side of the house, between the houses.
I haven't done it in the garage.
Really?
It's just moist.
It's hot.
It's already a moist experience.
Garages
I don't need
hot.
To add more moisture.
The
mold.
Although I have these air deodorizers there, the buckets, highly recommend. Do that for your garages down here in South Florida.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh, my God. It'll
come with the house.
Now I'm thinking about what else is in the buckets.
Nice. This is like weird. It's amazing technology. You keep the seal on top, but all these little pebbles come
I'm
out.
In at Greg's house.
Oh.
Mike, you going to WrestleMania this weekend?
Going to WrestleMania. Yeah, I'm leaving on Friday. It's an annual trip that I like to take with my friends.
Where is it?
I'm not too happy about this. It's a city that I've actually never spent any time in outside of the airport, which is a bottom three airport I've ever been in. This is a rough airport. I've never wanted to go to Philly. And I was really upset when Philly got announced, but I'm going to make the most of it. And, there's something to be said for WrestleMania picking a city that you would never go yourself otherwise. So I'm going to make the most of it. But I'm of the thinking, as someone that has survived two Northeast outdoor WrestleManias, because now there's a big deal. Pro wrestling is cool again. They have these at stadiums. This is going to be held at Lincoln Financial Field. Not a retractable roof.
But why do they choose these locations? Again, this is like NBA levels of...
Yeah, now people are bidding on WrestleManias. Okay. I think the next WrestleMania it's reportedly, even though, thank God, thank God, it's in a retractable roof stadium. Minnesota is in the mix for next year's. And now, I've never been to Minnesota. I've never wanted to go to Minnesota.
Minnesota's, when the weather's nice, is actually a really
right.
fun place.
Everyone says when the weather's nice, April should be nice. Yeah. Have you looked at the forecast?
Let me ask you a question.
Have you looked at the forecast for
not
Philadelphia?
Nice.
Is it?
It's not nice.
50 degrees? 55?
No, I wish. 55, maybe at high noon. But in the evening, when this event gets going, when you hear, if you smell, it's going to be touching 40 degrees out there.
Frigid.
Those are freezing temperatures, my guy. I want to be out there. I'm going to be out there for 4 hours. Freezing my Drake gifts off? No. They need to ban outdoor Northeast WrestleManias. This is, and it's not just for me, the performers. I'm not sure if you're aware of ring attire
naked
these days, but you're asking these people to perform out there in 40 degree weather. That's just brutal. Everything hurts more in 40 degree weather.
You ever been slapped in the cold?
Yeah.
Like on the back
or
whatever?
A six pack ladder match. That cold ladder falling on top of you?
Ooh.
My God, pal, these poor performers. Poor me having to watch this.
Let me ask you a question.
Now, I have the same question. Pats or Geno's?
Neither. There's a whole... Was it Tony Luke's? Is that a thing?
Luke's, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man.
I'm going too thirsty.
I'm a Woodrow's kind of guy.
I'm going to tell you right now, man.
I'm going to just
cut guy.
Get me to Xfinity Live, where everyone's going to be watching the Final Four, I imagine, beforehand, and I'm going to ask for the main TV change to Cats Bruins. And then I'll go into Lincoln Financial Field, and I'll have the greatest time of my life. But it's going to be until we dip below 48 degrees, and then I'm going to be miserable about it.
I was just about to say, oh, now I know what I'm going to break my fast with today. I'm going to get some good old cheesesteak. Then I remembered I got to go to a Heat game. Heat Knicks tonight, guys.
See you there.
Yeah. Big one.
This is a big one. Right? Like the Heat are still trying to claw? Are they clawing or is the clawing stopped? Have they accepted
their fate? No, the clawing is there.
Clawing's there.
But of the games this week, there are four games this week.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Knicks tonight, but then it's Philly on Thursday,
yes.
The Rockets on Friday,
no.
Which you can accept second night of a back-to-back on the road. That's probably an L.
And that's going to be – no, and the Rockets have been
and
on
they're great.
Fire.
Yeah, they've been unbelievable. And then Sunday is Indiana. So really, of the games this week, the Knicks it's third out of fourth in terms of priority of needing the win, because beating Philadelphia and beating Indiana can really help you climb. It can help you separate from Philly in terms of hosting if you end up being the seven. And then Indiana, you're right there with them to try to get into sixth place. So that's another name game you might need. When we were looking at the schedule for the rest of the season, I believe there's nine games left. You could probably afford three total losses in that run and potentially still grab that sixth seed. And those losses would have to be the Knicks, the Rockets, and then Dallas next week. Other than that, you got a couple games against Toronto you got to win, you got to beat Indiana, and you got to beat Philadelphia.
Those are, by the way, Knicks, Rockets, and Mavs. Those are three teams that have been playing very well recently.
Right.
So, like, yes, those are the expected ones.
Knicks are beat up, though, right?
The Knicks game. Look, this game. If you come off the last two games that you played and you somehow beat down the Knicks, who have been playing pretty well, and then go beat Philadelphia, you can feel really good about the type of basketball you're playing. But this is one of those games that it's important. But in terms of actual standings, it's not as crazy as the next couple.
I'll go a step further for you here. Sunday's game against the Pacers.
That's the game.
Big game.
This is for all the marbles.
Yeah, that's the most
big game or not a big game?
Tiebreaker, too.
You know who got his first NBA points last night?
Who's
Zay Wong.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, that's exciting.
Miami's finest, right? No, but here's the reason why, for all the people scratching their head why. Beyond the standings, and this counts for two or whatever because it's a loss for them and a win for you, this is the tiebreaker game.
Exactly.
Because they played three times this year. The Heat won the first one. The Pacers won the second one. And so the winner of this one will have the tiebreaker in case their records are alike.
And what's interesting, too, is if you look at the Eastern Conference standings, everybody's just sort of looking at that sixth seed. But the Magic, who have been really good, they're 2.5 games, I believe, above the Heat. But the Heat have the tiebreaker with them, and the Magic play five of their last eight on the road. They haven't exactly been a great team on the road. They played like 10 straight at home. So there's a chance that, I mean,
You don't want that.
No.
I'm going to tell you don't.
Because you don't want the Celtics in the second round.
The sixth seed is the seed.
That's the seed.
Number
you want.
One. You know exactly who you're going to play.
I've been saying that for weeks.
You know
and
exactly
weeks.
Who you're going to play. It's no coincidence. It's no confusion. Number two, you're probably going to play either the Knicks or the Cavs
right.
in the first round. If it's the Cavs, they're beat the hell up.
That's the team you want.
right? If it's the Knicks, they're beat the hell up, even though they've been playing well.
You beat Donovan Mitchell, and then you get him.
I want the Knicks, just for fun. Like, just because
Knicks Heat first round?
Yeah.
No, I mean, look, you could actually end up with the same path, just a difference in the first two rounds, where it would be, instead of last year where it was Milwaukee, New York, Boston, it's New York, Milwaukee, Boston would be your path. This year, obviously, that's significantly more difficult, and that the Knicks are a much better team than they were last year. And now Damian Lillard, obviously, is in Milwaukee.
If the Knicks end up with the three seed, where do you think that leaves the Heat?
This is a new and unimproved Dan Le Batard show with the Stugats. Gamble on by DraftKings.
Stugats here for my friends over at Simply Safe. When you travel, do concerns back home nag you? Did you lock up? Did you leave a window open? That's why I recommend investing in Simply Safe Home Security today for award-winning security and peace of mind wherever your summer plans take you. I've had Simply Safe in my home for many years now. The peace of mind it gives me, especially during the summertime when I'm all over the place, is incredible. Because I know the things I care about, the things I value back home, I can always keep an eye on it using Simply Safe's indoor and outdoor cameras. So do me a favor. Before you head out on your next vacation, make sure to protect your whole home with Simply Safe's variety of indoor and outdoor cameras, plus add sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day, no contracts to worry about, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. So right now, get 20% off any new Simply Safe system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.